Welcome to the podcast, guys. In today's episode, I'm going to be discussing six ways that you can immediately start to increase your confidence as a man starting today. Let's go. Welcome to the High Value Men podcast, where we share how to level up your mind, your body, and your life. My name is Joey DiBella, and I'm honored to take this journey with you. Welcome back to the podcast, boys. Let's just dive right into this. When it comes to things that we can do as men to make ourselves feel confident, there's so much that comes to mind. As a matter of fact, one of those conversations that we could probably go back and forth on for an entire afternoon. But for the sake of time and efficiency, I really want to leave you with six core ways that you can actually utilize immediately to get the ball rolling and start feeling more confident today. So let's dive into number one. First and foremost, quite possibly one of the best ways to immediately improve your confidence is to be well-groomed. So go ahead and get yourself a nice haircut, change it up if you must. More importantly, go to someone who knows how to cut hair properly. Like your type of hair is what I'm saying. If you go to a salon that charges you 10 bucks and you're pumped because it was cheap, don't be pissed when you leave with a haircut that you're not happy with. I myself will spend, 35 to 50 bucks. Nothing too crazy, but I'll get a haircut that makes me feel more confident. Like for me, it's worth the investment. And it's not, about the money per se, but typically they charge higher because they're more experienced and they know what they're doing. And then you can, paint them a picture with your words prior and they'll deliver it perfectly for you. That to me, like I'll pay for that peace of mind. So that's worth the money exchange for me. Because what do you think about it? What's the point of going to someone who you're going to pay like $15 to $20 for and then you're going to leave upset? And then you're going to have to go and pay someone else to fix it. At that point, you're just going to end up spending more money than if you just went to the better barber altogether. So go get a nice haircut. It will make you feel better. In addition, if you have a beard, regardless of whether or not it's a big beard or just a small beard, make sure that it's well kept. I have had a pretty big beard and I do then also rock nice, stubble in the realm of 4 millimeters. For guys that have beard kits and trimmers, you know what I'm talking about. Whatever style it is, it's totally fine. But I promise you, just make sure that it's well kept. It goes a long way and it's noticeable when you're trimming up the neckline and making sure that everything, like there's no like stragglers. Trust me. The woman that you're on a date with or the man that you're on a date with, whoever it may be, they will notice. Believe me on that. Number two, skincare. You have to take care of your skin. If you're over there asking why, I'll keep this as simple as possible. You want to preserve your skin's youthfulness for as long as humanly possible, okay? You would be shocked how very little goes a long way. You do not need a 5 to 8 step skincare routine, and you also do not need to break the bank on this. But I am a very firm believer that you have to take care of your skin and also your body just overall. And although a lot of skin issues can be resolved with diet, I recommend in terms of skincare that you get a cleanser and a moisturizer at the very least to get that dirt off your skin before bed and to keep it hydrated. If you want to get fancy, you can throw in a toner that you can use in between your cleanser and your moisturizer. I'm not going to link any of those in the podcast description below just because I think that it's worth going in or even talking to a dermatologist first and seeing what issues your skin actually is dealing with prior to just blindly purchasing something. A lot of the times, if it's nothing serious, you could probably just go to the cosmetics section of Shoppers Drug Mart and the person there is probably qualified to be like, hey, you have oily skin or you have dry skin. This is the product that you should use. Either way, I can't diagnose the issue for you, so I'm not going to recommend any products below. But I myself, what I use is a cleanser, then a moisturizer for right now. And I do have an exfoliant that I mix in once or twice a week and some vitamin C oil. To be honest, mine's a little bit more high maintenance. I don't mind going the extra mile. I do like to take really good care of my skin. However, you can 100% just keep it to the cleanser and a moisturizer. And then in addition, I do think a lot of us put this on the back burner, but sunscreen will preserve the life of your skin. Even if you're not walking around getting burnt to a crisp all the time, you know, like a lot of people don't think that they need the sunscreen, but it's such a good habit. And me personally, I would rather be slightly less tanned and have better skin when I'm older than be rocking a hardcore tan year round, never use sunscreen, and then my skin will suffer in the future. Keep in mind, you do still get tanned even when you use sunscreen. Just to paint you a picture, just so you don't like think I'm lying, I had some laser hair removal done and I went on vacation. And so I was told that to be safe, I had to use sunblock. So this is like stuff that a baby would wear, so they just did not get burnt at all. And let me tell you, this stuff like repels water. And when you put it on, you look like Casper the ghost. Yet I still left the trip very dark. So don't think that just because you're wearing sunblock, you're not going to get a tan. You do get tanned. However, you will also be protecting the skin a lot more. Okay, so something to be mindful of. Go get yourself a nice sunblock, one that maybe doesn't necessarily make your skin look extra white and just kind of goes on effortlessly. There's a ton of products out there and ones that can add other benefits than just strictly, you know, preventing sunburns. All right, so number three is exercise. This might sound very basic, like something that you've heard over and over again, but let me put it this way, okay? This is a beautiful example by Warren Buffett. If I said to you, pick a car, any car, and I will get you the keys to that car, and this will be your car for life, but the only caveat is that you only get to choose one car for the rest of your life. Okay, that being said, it can be a McLaren, it can be a Bugatti, it doesn't really matter. It's whatever car you want. What are you going to do with that car? Or what are you going to do when you get that car? You're going to take care of it like your life depended on it. So do the same with your health and your body. Okay, you only get one mind, you only get one body. If you think of your body like a McLaren, you're not going to be fueling it with McDonald's. You're going to put that premium stuff in there and you're going to perform better. The engine's going to last longer and you're going to feel more confident as a result. You know, your energy levels are going to rise. You're just going to feel better overall. Okay, so let's recap. What have we got so far? You're leveling up the grooming. You're feeling awesome. You've got a skincare routine. Your skin's starting to clear up, starting to glow up a little bit, because you're keeping it clean and hydrated. Not to mention you're preserving the life of it because you've got a nice sunscreen now. You've joined the gym. It's been a couple of weeks. You're starting to lose some weight, some body fat, build some muscle. All of these things are going to work together to make you feel more confident. You've also corrected your diet, which, by the way, is going to also assist in helping your skin. Remember, you are what you eat. Well, more accurately, you are what your food eats, but you get what I'm saying. You're starting to eat more whole foods. Your energy has completely changed for the better. Your body is carrying less inflammation because you're not eating as much processed foods. All these little things are starting to work together, okay? So, number four, fixing injuries. Guys, I am like the poster boy of constantly dealing with aches and pains. You know, it's the knees, it's the wrists, it's the shoulders. Like, I'm not even gonna go down that rabbit hole. And I can tell you firsthand that when I work hard to remedy these pains and function at my best, I feel so much more confident, which is why I'm passing this on to you guys. And you can really do with this information what you will. But myself personally, if I've got knee pain and I can't even like go for a stroll or a walk, you don't even like the amount that that affects your quality of life, it's not worth it to me. I'll go and pay a physio $100 for a couple treatments, and or $100 a treatment, whatever it really costs. Do whatever it takes to get your health back, because there really, it doesn't matter about the money, because there is no point in having all the money in the world if you can't even go for a walk in the sun on a nice day, right? So it goes health, time, and then money. Make sure that your health is prioritized. So it's time to focus on fixing whatever injuries you're suffering from. This won't necessarily be an easy or quick fix, but to function at optimal health and feel like your best self, you should at the very least be trying to fix your injuries. I think that the reality is, if you're listening to this podcast, you're very likely someone like myself who is constantly working on themselves and on other areas in life. And I would imagine that one of them is fitness. And if you're not able to push as hard as you would like because you're suffering from an injury, then you need to make the choice to go get that looked at. Do you know how many people I know that choose to suffer with a tweaked shoulder or ankle or sore back? Even worse, they have the benefits to go get themselves looked at. It's so frustrating to see, because it's 100% a choice on their behalf. It's a choice that they're making to deal with it and suffer with it instead of going to get it looked at. Okay, so go to a physio or a chiro or whatever is best for your situation. Ask your doctor which one that they think is best. But the reason I'm telling you this is because if you're like me and you like to train and you want to look physically fit and function optimally, you cannot be sitting on injuries, you know, for the rest of your life. You don't want something that would have once been a simple fix, but because it's been on the back burner for so long, it now requires surgery. That is the worst. And honestly, I want that to scare you, because I want it to scare you into a physiotherapist's office. All right. The enemy of progression is regression, especially because of injury. Okay. So remember that. Get it tattooed on your forehead. And by the way, the worst thing that you can do is work through the pain, because I'm telling you right now, if you have joint pain, your mechanics are off. Okay, it's plain and simple. And your central nervous system just is not firing properly. And that pain will not just magically disappear. But the good news is, for those of you that have not been putting your injuries off for very long, every time I personally go into the physio thinking, oh God, I'm gonna need a new knee, you know, my knee's so busted up, my physiotherapist is always like, no, you know, your adductor just isn't firing, or, you know, whatever it was in that instance. But the point is, it's usually a lot more simpler than you think it is. And if you cannot remedy it on your own, if you've tried, try for sure on your own. I always try with the knowledge that I've acquired over the years. But if I can't, then I go in and I get somebody to take a look at it. All right. I'm telling you, taking control over your life means taking action over the things that you actually have the power to change, and keeping your body functioning at optimal performance for many people is a choice. It's a choice that we have, and we are so blessed to have it. If you have no medical concerns and you have healthcare at your disposal, 100% use it. And I can't speak for everyone else, but when I'm not suffering from joint pain, I feel like $1 million. When my joints are not giving me any, or like causing any strain, and I can just go in the gym, get an unreal workout, I feel so empowered. I can leave. I feel confident. I know I'm making progress, because that's the thing. It's all about momentum. You always want to continue with positive momentum. All right. So I feel a lot more driven and confident, me personally. Alternatively, you might not go get this injury fixed, and then it's causing you not to make any progress, which would have a negative impact on your confidence, right? Especially if you're somebody that's into personal development, you're into fitness. Imagine somebody that loves fitness that can't train because they're covered in injuries that they just neglected. That's no bueno. We want to get that fixed. And oftentimes, even when you think the situation's bad, you'd be shocked with what you can do about it, okay? Now, I can't obviously make any promises. All I'm saying is we have this ability as human beings to think that something is so much worse than it actually is in our heads. And like I said, I can't speak for everybody, but I know that many times we can actually get it remedied. All right. So go get your injury diagnosed and determine what it is you need to fix. And I'm telling you, the quality of your life will skyrocket as a result. Number five, hygiene. Here's a few things that I personally feel should really go without saying, but brush your teeth every morning and night. Make sure at the very least you're flossing your teeth every night, because I'm telling you right now, unless you're the anomaly with really tight teeth that food does not get stuck in there, chances are food does get caught between your teeth, and that will result in multiple negative things like bad breath and cavities, which will also cause bad breath. Alternatively, if you floss, and I even recommend buying a tongue scraper that scrapes off that white layer on your tongue, that alone will actually have a big impact in making sure that you don't have bad breath. These are like the keys to the kingdom, guys. Like when I tell you that the girls are going to thank you, I'm telling you, they're gonna thank you, man. Not to mention, if you're dating a quality woman and she finds out that you have a tongue scraper, she's gonna be in awe, man. She's gonna be impressed that you have any idea what that actually is and that you take extremely good care of yourself. Another thing worth mentioning here is you don't necessarily need to wash your hair every single day, because you really want to let those natural oils come into your hair. And when you use a shampoo, it generally strips your hair of all oils. So I try to only shampoo my hair, you know, 3 times a week. This actually does come down to knowing what your hair type is. You might have extremely oily hair, and if you do, or not extremely oily, but if you just have even slightly oily hair, you might need to shower, and you shampoo every single time you shower, right? So this comes down to a little self-awareness. But if you don't, you can still shower. You should shower daily, because otherwise you're going to, as a man, I mean, just as a person, you're going to start to smell like kind of musty. So you should shower daily, but you don't necessarily need to wash your hair with shampoo every single time. You can get your hair wet with water and restyle it that way, but you don't necessarily need to do that every single time you shower. Okay, that's just a tip, because I've noticed that when I don't shampoo every single day, my hair actually starts to look a little bit healthier. All right, especially depending on the shampoo that you're using. You really should not be using any drugstore products. That's all I'm going to say in this particular podcast. But just so you guys know, because a lot of the times those are no bueno for your hair. The last point that I'm going to make about hygiene is that you need to go and get yourself a fragrance, okay? And I'm probably going to do an entire podcast on what to look for with a fragrance, but for right now, I'm just going to say it's a great way to add that finesse. Is it necessary? No. Just at the very least, you really want to wear some deodorant. Deodorant is like going to get a nice car wash, and then the fragrance is like having somebody wax your car, right? It's just the polish. You look good, you've got your fresh cut, you know, you're dressed to the nines, or you're just dressed well, and then you also smell good when you lean in, when you come within someone's, like, you know, their close proximity of them, they're going to get like a nice little whiff of whatever scent you're wearing. And to me, that's worth it. I also am biased. I have way too much cologne, but I love it. It's like a small passion of mine. I love how some smell really fresh, some are sweet, and you can pair different colognes with different situations. For instance, my cologne of choice to go to the gym is something fresh, like Nautica Voyage, for instance. Something that it's like, it's a great out of the shower scent that is going to wake you up. It's not going to gas you out. A couple of sprays and you're good to go. You don't need to overdo it. A little goes a long way. And then, you know, if you're going out with someone for the evening, you could wear something sweet, right? Sweet works really well with girls. Girls generally tend to like cologne that is very sweet. So that's just one way that you can think of it, or you can just grab one and at the very least you still have something that you're tossing on. That alone will separate you from a lot of guys, because like I said, for whatever reason, sometimes guys just don't like cologne. It's all preference. Some guys generally just don't like it. Some people have allergic reactions. Some people, it makes them sick or nauseous. Or some guys just feel like they don't need it and just go the pheromones route, right? Like, au naturel, baby. That's fine too. Do whatever works best for you. But I personally usually wear cologne whenever I'm out, and I just enjoy smelling good. I want my boys listening to this podcast to smell good as well. Number six, guys, this is actually a big one. You want to commit to your goals, okay? And when you follow through on what you say you're going to do, it will build confidence. This is just a fact, okay? If you do the opposite, it will destroy your confidence. If you say you're going to go to the gym, then follow through on your word. Now, honestly, we're human beings. Sometimes life just happens and you don't always follow through, but this is a great skill to have. This is a great discipline to craft. Not to mention, guys, this is an extremely attractive quality in a guy or just in anybody. But when a man says that he's going to do something and then he follows through, that's something I personally admire. Like, those are the people that I enjoy spending the most time with, the people that I can rely on. Like, you know, it's such a great quality in somebody to possess. Those are things that I look for in other people. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Because at the end of the day, as a man, your word is your bond. That is what you have. If you're the guy that just talks and never delivers, eventually you're just going to become known as that guy. Trust me, become known as the guy that when he says he's going to do something, he does it. And people will respect you, but more importantly, you will respect yourself. All right, guys, this is all I have for you guys today. These are things that I personally do myself, and I find that they work really well cohesively with one another. I've practiced these things for years, and believe me, it makes noticeable changes and it will have positive ripple effects in your life. As usual, I will link the products that I've mentioned in this podcast in the podcast description. I'll throw a couple of fragrances that I actually think that you'll really like. Now, in my personal opinion, I always like to smell a fragrance before I buy it. However, I am confident that if I were to gift one of these fragrances to a friend of mine, they would enjoy them. So it's up to you guys, make your own decision. I will list a few below in the podcast description, and give me a follow on Instagram at Joey DiBella for more content. I'll see you guys in next week's episode.